If you are trying to sell a house right now, you may already know this, but data today from the Australian Bureau of Statistics confirms that demand for housing loans is dwindling. Among property investors, it's down a staggering 42% since the market peaked in 2017. But there's also less interest from owner-occupiers. And nowhere has that trend been felt more acutely than in regional cities, where housing markets do tend to be volatile anyway. Amelia Turzon reports.
Melbourne man David was in high spirits 7 years ago, and so was the regional Queensland city, Gladstone.
Lots of activity, everyone's wearing high vis. You have to wait 2 hours for a meal at the pub. Yeah, everyone was kind of loaded with cash.
David bought two investment properties there during the city's gas boom. So did his father and his uncle.
They kind of got all excited about it and we all kind of fed off each other's excitement.
Then Gladstone's boom ended. David's investment homes are now worth half their value. The rent on them doesn't cover his bank loans and nobody wants to buy them off him. It's taken its toll on David.
Oh, I mean, I put on a good 10 kilos. I basically became depressed. My fiancée left me.
The latest housing finance data out today by the Australian Bureau of Statistics certainly reflects David's changed fortunes. The data shows property investors like him are taking out far fewer loans to buy houses, with demand down a staggering 42% since the housing market peaked in 2017. Robert Meller from industry forecaster BIS Oxford Economics.
Look, the top line is that we're continuing to see significant weakness in the housing loan market. Obviously, that's flowing on from the substantial correction that's really been going on for the last 18 months. You know, we're now talking about house prices in Sydney down about 11.5% from the peak of 18 months ago, and with the risk that there could be another 4 or 5% through calendar 2019. Look, this is one of the worst declines I've seen, and we need to remember that it's off the back of one of the biggest booms in terms of the amount of demand that came through from investors.
Dwindling interest from investors like David isn't a big surprise. But the ABS data also shows there's been less interest from people wanting to buy homes to move into as well. In the year to last December, the amount of money being loaned to owner-occupiers dropped by more than 16%.
So it's not just weakness from upgraders or people downsizing, but even first home buyers. And it's not surprising now that investors have particularly retreated, and because of the magnitude of the decline, owner-occupiers are also very cautious.
He says tighter lending standards brought in by the big banks during the Royal Commission and limits from regulators on how much banks can lend investors didn't cause this situation, but they definitely sped it up. That is what happened to David in Gladstone. A potential buyer from one of his unwanted homes backed out last year after their finance fell through.
Basically, they couldn't get the finance to complete the purchase, so then it fell through. And for me, that was a real hit. It did affect me, that tightening of the credit, for sure.
Robert Meller says stories like those from David show that a feedback loop is starting to appear.
I think so. I think we've been in that over the last 3 or 4 months, definitely.
He says he's not ready to call the bottom of the market yet.
No one calls the bottom of the market. There's no bell that rings to tell you it's there. Yeah, on the fundamentals, there shouldn't be a more severe decline in terms of prices, and we should start to see a levelling out of that price decline, certainly as we move to the latter part of this year. But on the other hand, don't expect a quick rebound.
On the other hand, Robert Mellor from BIS Oxford Economics, Amelia Turzon, our reporter.